Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics, March 22nd, 1630. But I got you real. The first legislation to prohibit gambling was enacted in Boston, Massachusetts, on March 22, 1894. Playoff competition for the coveted hockey award known as Lord Stanley's Cup began. Montreal and Ottawa played for the first championship honors on this day. Montreal took home the trophy. The original trophy cost $48.67 and was purchased the previous year by Sir Frederick Arthur Stanley, Lord Stanley of Preston. He then donated it to the Canadian Amateur Hockey Association. The inaugural champion was the Montreal Amateur Athletic Association. March 22, 1948.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Firestone, the name that stands for highest quality in tires and tubes, presents The Voice of Firestone.
The Voice of Firestone was the first commercial radio program to be aired simultaneously on both AM and FM radio stations. On March 22, 1956,
she's much too close for comfort now.
Sammy Davis Jr. opened in the play Mr. Wonderful in New York City. The critics were unkind, saying that they didn't care for the production. Audiences, however, gave it thumbs up, and the show went on to be one of Broadway's more popular musicals, catapulting Davis into the limelight. His father had already launched him into the vaudeville spotlight when Sammy was just 3 years old. By the time he was Mr. Wonderful, Sammy Davis Jr. had played vaudeville and the nightclub circuit, singing and dancing his way to the top over a 28-year period. He entertained us for 62 years. March 22, 1962. I Can Get It For You Wholesale opened on Broadway. It featured a 19-year-old named Barbara Streisand. She stopped the show at the famed Schubert Theater in New York City. Audiences kept coming back for more of Barbara for 300 performances. On March 22, 1981, RCA put its Selectrovision laser disc players on the market. Soon, the product was called the Edsel of the entertainment field. The units cost $500, and the video discs about $15 each. The combination failed to catch the consumer's fancy. March 22, 1985. Clara Peller, the lady who said,
"Hey, where's the beef?"
and was Wendy's hamburger ad, said, "Where's my final paycheck?" She ended her relationship with Dave Thomas and company when she found the beef for a spaghetti sauce company. The hamburger chain said it made her lose credibility. The number one record on this date in 1980 was,
"Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone."
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. And that's Rewind for March 22nd, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.